producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody's got a bud. Everybody's got a bud.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, broadcasting from the super facilities of AM 1060 WMEL. Roberta Fasanelli is here along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The Space Coast is celebrating SpaceX today because last night in the sky, this is the coolest thing.
Did you see it?
No, I was actually, it's funny, when it took place, John Harper, who runs the station, and I were having dinner at the time this thing took off. It launched the Falcon 9 rocket into orbit. 11 different satellites went out and about, and then brought the 15-story booster back to Earth for a soft landing.
Wow.
Just 6 miles from where it took off. At the Cape. We're going to go over and have a tour of the Cape this morning after I get off the air here, because Meredith's never been to the Cape.
Does that irk you a little bit that you were there last night when this historical launch took place?
Irk me?
And you were like in a Cracker Barrel eating?
Oh, better than a Waffle House.
The Waffle House is today. I get one shot at a Waffle House on the trip. One shot, that's it. Then
but just think about that. I mean, this is history, that they actually launched a missile and were able to have the rockets come back to Earth and land on their own. And you were eating at the Cracker Barrel.
And you're such a space boss.
All right. So here's John Harper.
I can assure you, he was not eating chicken fried steak.
No, I wasn't having chicken fried steak. I was having the fish, as a matter of fact. John Harper, who runs WMEL, informed me that I've been on the air here, Richie, for 20 years, which is a cool thing. We're going to, the next time there's a launch here in the morning during the hours we're on the air, I'm going to come back here so we can do it over the Cape. John won't be able to hear everybody necessarily because of our technical setup here, but just a quick thumb back for Roberta and Richie and Kenny and everybody who's listening to the events from last night. I think you and I were having dinner when this went up. Hey, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's SpaceX.
It was SpaceX, and what was fascinating was the fact that the first stage landed back here on Earth.
So what are the locals who are all wrapped up in this, much because of your coverage of it, what sort of, when the basketball team wins in Chicago, there's a parade in the street. Do we ever have parades in the street here?
No, we haven't had that since the days of Mercury. Yeah, that's long gone on Cocoa Beach, where they would have a parade after each launch. But no, we have.
Right, wait a minute. You're powerful enough. You got a big signal. How about we start? Have a parade. I love a parade. Everybody loves a parade. After the next big launch, let's have a parade.
Well, there are a couple of big ones coming up, and I think the next time we, in 2 years, we launch Americans back into space, that would warrant it.
All right. Now, I want to know, can we do some research into one way so I can put Roberta on the one that only goes up and doesn't come back down again?
She can hop a ride on one of the Russian Soyuz.
Yeah, give her to put her on the Russians.
Hey, give me the Ruskies. Yes.
Yeah, the Ruskies.
Doug, ask John. I'm curious to see, the Space Coast of Florida. It's a company town.
It is a company.
And now that the company town is not owned by the government, but is privately owned, I wonder how that affects the town and the people's attitudes towards the business.
No, the difference between private ownership and what goes on here versus public ownership in the psyche of the people who live and work here.
Actually, Richie, it's gotten to the point where there's not a whole lot of distinction between the two. You're either a NASA employee or you work for Lockheed Martin, Boeing, one of the other companies, or SpaceX. So I think it's just the fact that people are working. They have jobs. They're working on the space programs, plural. That's what everybody's happy about and concerned about.
Yeah, it's done wonders to the economy here. You can see it already because
I want to know more about You mentioned something about another American going into space. What's that all about?
Another American in space? Well, we're going to send people to the moon and to Mars before you know it.
Yeah, that is a couple of years away, and SpaceX has an assignment to go to the International Space Station with astronauts, and that will be, I believe, in 2 years. And so does Gateway Support, one of the other companies, they've been approved as well for launching Americans to the International Space Station, both of those coming in about 2 years.
But it won't be cool. Privates that will go to Mars or to the moon. That's going to be NASA. That's public stuff.
At the moment, it looks like it'll be NASA, but it could also be the private companies, too.
Right, so
everybody's involved.
How do you and I arrange to be the first broadcasters in space? How are we going to do that?
Yes!
Wouldn't that
be
cool?
I want to go.
Walter Cronkite wanted to do that. And he never did, but that would be cool if we could do that.
Yeah, why not? What the heck? What comes up must come down, one way or the other.
Roberta's already in space.
That's how I got into this business. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a reporter on the space program. Or I wanted to be the president of the United States, like JFK. So as I always say, I got two out of three. I got to the opportunity to report on the space program and got the opportunity to be the president of my own company. So
you never told me that. I didn't know you wanted to be president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we have royalty here among us. All right, so that's a good story. Thanks, John. All right, John's the one of the friendliest, most wonderful guys. He's one of the great broadcasters, and I really get a kick out of being around him because we're all from... Roberta's sort of cut from that same cloth as well. It's a neat, neat thing. The NASA folks... focusing on astronauts to Mars. If you look at the story that's from today's show at DougStefan.com, the Mars 2030 experience is underscored. This is a collaboration across NASA and the MIT Space Systems Laboratory that is going to debut in March of next year as a conference scheduled in Austin. This is a reality experience that will sort of put you, if I understand this, Kenny, correctly, you can use your computer to create the virtual reality of Mars and feel like you're there. This is going to be a bigger exhibition, but basically you can do this, I'm guessing, sooner or later at home, right?
Yeah, sometime in the next year or two, the virtual reality programs will be at a point where this will work, and it'll be just like you are standing on the surface of Mars.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Huh? And so will this be something that'll be perfected enough to be available for people to buy at a reasonable price?
Yeah, you just have to have the virtual reality software, whatever extra hardware that you need to make it work.
Yeah.
But anybody would be able to do it.
Be able to do that, yeah. Isn't that what we're
well,
doing
almost
technology?
Amazing. Doug won't be able to do it.
Of course not.
He'll be dead by then.
Doug can't work on Netflix.
Roberta, he'll be dead. And she's my friend, folks. How's that gonna be?
For a long time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. My battery's running low, so she thinks. I know. There's a move behind the scenes. There are people who are trying to push me out, folks. They're trying to get rid of me so they can take over the Good Day program.
What's still behind the scenes about it?
Oh, okay.
Jennifer does that every day.
Yeah, right. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta gives us her Queen of Cheap Report in a moment. If you haven't ordered Provia yet, you can still do it today and get it in time for Christmas. Best chance of the year to help somebody with a product that is superb when it comes to personal hygiene. This is something that's so easy to use, comes from an all-natural serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work in the areas that have caused you not to get your hair back. This is all about your hair. If you've lost it, it's thinning, then these people pretty much have got it knocked when it comes to fixing the problem. I have all kinds of testimonials from people all around around the country here who have gotten results. And by the way, you do get your hair back or your money back with Provia. It cleanses your scalp. It cleanses the things that are stuck, the gluck, using creamy shampoos and rinses and that sort of thing. Plug up the residue, stays there, plugs up your pores so the hair follicles under your scalp can't get through. So work this, if you will, for yourself or for other people that you know. I can't imagine anybody being offended by getting this in a stocking. Safe on colored hair, 800-525-8319. Yes, the guarantee is that you get your hair back or your money back. Call now, 800-525-8319. Order a couple of different jags of this. Get two bottles for the price of one. We get Provia and the Super Concentrate Provia, which cleanses your scalp even faster. So you're paying for one, getting two. Well, as I said, order a bunch of these and put them in. Maybe you're having a party, a Christmas party, and you have somebody that works there. Richie, you got some people at Radio America that could use a little of this.
Yep.
Give it to them for Christmas. 800-525-8319. I'm not being facetious. This is a good, a very good Christmas idea. 800-525-8319. Give the gift of hair, and not the kind that Willard Scott used to take off and throw around the room. This is the real stuff. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back.
I'm pretty sure this is the only radio show you'll hear this morning. Give the gift of hair.
They might think you're talking about the musical.
All right. Roberta checks the Queen of Sheep report in a moment here on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of Tumster Town.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
The best days are upon us when it comes to sales. Roberta has the update as the queen of cheap here on Good Day.
Okay, we've got a couple of last-minute Christmas gifts. If you haven't gotten yours yet, here are a couple of ideas. Let's go to Target first. They've got Apple Watches for $349. Plus, when you buy it, you get a free $100 Target gift card. So essentially, the watch costs you $249. A great, great stocking stuffer, and I assure you, whoever you buy this for, they're going to love it. And I'm not anything from Target. No considerations here at all. Now, we got three for food. If you like Cheesecake Factory, everybody loves Cheesecake Factory, two free slices of cheesecake with every $25 electronic gift certificate purchased online. Outback Steakhouse gives you a free $10 bonus card with every $50 gift card purchase. And Texas Roadhouse gives you a free $5 bonus card with every $30 purchase. So these are all great stocking stuffers. You can go online and kind of, you know, print it out, or you can go right to the place themselves and go get the little stocking stuffer, little card, and then stick it in another little card, and then stick it in a smaller box, and then put the smaller box in a bigger box, and put the bigger box into a bigger box. So they have to unwrap like five boxes before they get to the little gift card. It's always a lot.
Pizza Hut is appealing this younger, hipper demographic they're trying to get to. They have a new clothing line, leggings,
Pizza
scarves.
Pizza Hut has a clothing line?
Pizza Hut
like,
has a
like
clothing
line. Like Lady Gaga?
Sort yeah, of? Apparently. Yes.
I hope Pizza whatever Hut. It is, it stretches.
Clothing line. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time now for our Christmas star of the day. We're happy to have with us Rebecca Angel. Check out her website, RebeccaAngel.net. We start with a song in harmony. It's not a Christmas song. One that Rebecca co-wrote with her father, Dennis Angel, appears on his album, Timeless Grooves. Rebecca's been performing and recording for her father's jazz band for the past 5 years or so. She's wrapping up a semester at Ithaca College. She's a jazz vocal major. She's got a new single, which she co-wrote with her her father. That's just out. There are some really kind of cool things here. I love this reality, Rebecca, frankly, that you work so closely with your dad. Do you remember the first time you ever sang or were in a place where you could sing either to yourself or publicly?
I've been singing as long as I can remember, really. You know, since I was a toddler, probably. But the first time I really sang in front of an audience was when I was 13, and that was at my bat mitzvah. And it was just one of the greatest experiences, and I decided from then on, like, I just wanted to be on stage, and I wanted to be performing and singing.
So do people ask you when they hear you're going to be a jazz vocal major and be a musician, do they ask you whether there's going to be an opportunity? Do you have a career potential? What's the job market like for somebody who's going to school in your major?
Well, I think that it's always changing, you know. Musicians, sometimes, you know, you either make it huge or you don't make it at all, or there's a big in-between as well. And I think that a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, there are careers in music and that it's possible to do anything if you really want to do it.
Your brothers and sisters, are they interested in this?
I have two older sisters, and no, neither of them are musical, but I get from my dad and his brothers who all grew up playing instruments. So
are you the apple of your father's eye?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. So do you ever go perform with him? You've recorded with him, but do you go out in public and do gigs with him and the group that he plays with?
Yeah, actually, I have a performance tomorrow at the Metropolitan Room, and I'm going to be playing with his band, so that'll be really fun, exciting. No. But yeah, I do play with him when I come home from school in New York City, so...
Okay, so you have a an album that has my favorite time of year on it. Do you have Christmas songs per se, or are they songs that are just for the time of the year? What do we have that we can find at RebeccaAngel.net?
So my favorite time of the year is a single release. But on my website, I have all the songs that I've done up until this point. And so I'm going to keep adding, you know, as I record more and perform more and put up YouTube videos from live performances. But, yeah, I have everything that I've done so far since about 2010. So,
what are you most proud of?
I'd have to say this song because, you know, we recorded it in 2010, and then we revisited it this year because we thought it had a lot of potential. So we worked really hard on creating it and making it new and exciting. So
that's sweet. All right, so here we go. We'll finish our conversation by listening to Rebecca sing My Favorite Time of Year. Again, congratulations. Good luck with the debut concert performance tomorrow in New York City.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a bright future. You have a nice way about you. I hope that you have a wonderful new year and that the career goes exactly on the trajectory you want it to. Rebecca Angel, RebeccaAngel.net here on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Find the perfect gift at Macy's with savings on top of savings. Save 30 to 75% store-wide. Plus, use your Wow Pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Take $10 off a $25 purchase with your pass Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday till 1 p.m. And save over $100 with your Macy's holiday money. Use it on top of coupons and sale prices. Find great ways to save now through Thursday at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices as soon as apply.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extend. Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Day Marathon continues. I'm Doug Steffen, 33 past the hour now, broadcasting from the studios of WMEL up and down the Space Coast. Appropriate for me to be here because of the SpaceX launch yesterday or last night. John Harper, who runs the radio station, a great friend of this program's. Roberta Fasanelli, also a great friend of the program. And once in a while, she actually shows up to be on the air to broadcast.
Yeah, that's nice of her, isn't it?
Oh, well, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com. Also responsible for lots of the content that we have at DougSteffen.com. For example, the story that you can see from today's show at DougSteffen.com from a church in Germany. They invited Star Wars fans to attend a special service this past weekend themed on Star Wars. So about 500 people showed up at church carrying lightsaber props or wearing Darth Vader masks. This is in church, folks. The Zion Church in Hamburg, I guess. Berlin.
It happens all the time, actually.
Does it?
Yeah. Remember the little church I got married in on the lake down in Southern Virginia? Yeah. They had a service there where it was based on...
I remember seeing Darth Vader when you got married there.
No. But
I wasn't invited.
No,
you weren't you?
Appropriately. Huh. No.
So anyway, they had a service there where it basically connected the Bible and Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, the good, the bad, and the Force. And, you know, God. And it was really interesting. And these services take place all the time, especially now with Star Wars being so big. You will see churches all over the place connecting the good, the evil, the Force into their sermons. It's a natural fit. It works.
Well, because you see,
that's basically what George Lucas got it from. It's not like George Lucas just made this up.
It's spirituality.
Yeah.
And the focus is on spirituality, not necessarily just religion. Religion is trying to come back. Commercial industrial religion is trying to come back from the abyss by adopting things like this that are a part of the spiritual base of, at least in my lifetime, having sort of wandered away from commercial industrial religion. religion and into what is considered spirituality. Roberta still goes to church, but she has that same sort of bent, as do I. I think that there is so much in the Star Wars stuff. That's why I wish there wasn't so much violence in it, because the story in and of itself is so good. It you know, it's always the good and the bad, the black and the white. I mean, right. Look at how simple is it? The bad guy wears black, and the good guys wear white.
Well, except for the bad guys who are white, too. The stormtroopers,
Yeah.
You know, the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy is based on Christian religions.
Yes.
It was a contest between Tolkien and C.S. Lewis as to who could write a book based on, you know, biblical and Jesus and all the stories surrounding it. And Tolkien came up with the Lord of the Rings, and C.S. Lewis came up with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. If you look deeply at many movies or music, you will see it's based in spirituality of some or religion at some point.
Yeah, right.
Look at U2. Right. I mean, we went through this before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All of U2's music is based on it from some point.
The Miss Universe contest doesn't have any good or bad, does it? It has no biblical. Is the Miss Universe has any biblical connection?
Garden of Eden, baby.
You think that's what it is? I'm looking at yet another story, another shot at Steve Harvey. I just can't get over how, and here I am spending time talking about it, but I'm talking about it because I'm more annoyed that people are taking so much time and energy.
Oh, I think it's huge.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it huge?
I think it's huge.
Why?
If you looked at the expression on the girls' faces,
it was
Columbia.
We're broke. We're at war. There are all kinds of horrible things going on.
If you look at the big picture, sure. If you look at the big picture, sure.
So it's Miss Columbia instead of Miss Philippines. Who cares?
She was crowned. She walked down the runway. She did the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, they take the crown off her. The expression on their faces. It was incredible.
I'm hurt for life. You know
what? You know what? That one day when you get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
And they take it away.
And then they
get away and get it back in it.
But to me instead.
Right. No. I'm going to have it taken away.
Kenny's scenario is the right.
You tell me whether it's no big deal then.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Anyway. So apparently they pointed to the, I'm looking at the overview of what went on here, the cue card, there's some person that's supposedly giving the information to the teleprompter. I didn't think he was using a teleprompter.
No. He used a teleprompter throughout the whole show, and he was horrible at it. Kept mispronouncing words and having to correct himself.
He's a radio guy who's an extemporaneous ad libber. That's why he does so well in his daytime talk show. He does
Family Feud.
Lousy job for him. He shouldn't have taken the gig. It's not a good job for him.
But
he didn't have to worry about that anymore, I'm pretty sure.
The winning moment is they do not put the winner on the teleprompter. It's all on the card because they don't want the other contestants to see the winner.
Isn't there something going around that he said backstage that's what was on the teleprompter?
It wasn't on the teleprompter.
It was on the card. He got the wrong card. He was given the wrong card. And he didn't know, he wasn't paying enough attention to know who the real winner was. He was just more or less being robotic. He took what they gave him, walked out there and read what it.
And they had rehearsals, and he never went for a rehearsal of that part of the show. So whether he took the wrong card, whether he read the card wrong, whatever it is, he didn't know what he was doing. He just took a card and read it.
Tuesday on the radio, do you know that today is the biggest day for delivering packages? UPS alone says it will deliver 36 million packages today, up from about 35 million last year. This is a shipment.
And the United States Postal Office is quoted as saying, say what?
Yeah, right. Huh?
You go do what?
We're supposed to, this is Christmas? Well, anyway, I think it's interesting that also today is a big day for ordering, because for the most part, when you hear me doing commercials for various products, I'll tell you today is the last day, and it pretty much is the last day to order and expect to get the stuff in time for Christmas. And you'll pay a premium for having it delivered, not necessarily overnight, but two-day delivery, because today, Tuesday. So you actually have 3 days, because if it, no, 2 days. You got today, Wednesday, and Thursday, because Christmas is on Friday. So there'll be a lot of people, the charges. I had to have a plane, special plane ticket sent to me by an overnight. Let's see, it was last Thursday, so I needed it Friday, sent Thursday. A letter, overnight delivered for morning delivery, $68 for a letter to be delivered overnight. So I had it the next morning. $68 by UPS. These guys, they got to be raking it in. And that's, by the way, almost twice what it would normally cost if it were another time or season. Dub. If you've waited till the end, too bad. I was trying to do some more shopping in the car, picking out things, going through catalogs and stuff, but that effort was nixed. So I guess I'm done with my holiday shopping, as it were. We bought some things online. It is kind of fun. We had a catalog of things for children, and I bought four or five things out of it for Miles to give him for Christmas. And it was really, I'm trying to remember the name of the catalog now. It was really quite a nice catalog. There are some really good...
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, right, Rich. I'm getting things from Miles and Victoria's Secret. Yeah, of course I am. I used to buy all of my stuff. I would spend hours and hours and hours and days and days and days buying. When I used to buy a lot of Christmas presents for people, I'd go through the catalogs and I'd rip out this page and call that outfit. And now it's easier to do it online for sure. But there's, I was amazed. I thought people would probably just go online to buy what was online. But no, they send you the catalog. You look through the catalog. Then you go online to order it. I guess you can do it both ways. I bet you between the two of us, we've gotten 100 catalogs this season. It is amazing how many, and they're all doing well. People selling all kinds of things. See that story about the fruitcake? It's been around since 1878. We had the story at DougStefan.com.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. This is a fruitcake that's been, I don't know how they're preserving it. This one called for a year of aging. So when the current cake was being baked, the previous year's was ready for consumption. This was back in 1878. Fidelia Ford of Berkeley, Ohio, made this cake. And instead... of it going from year to year, the cake has been saved and saved and saved. It's been preserved since, 1878, Kenny, wasn't it? And so where does it get
placed? It's almost 140 years old?
Right. Well, we have that joke about fruitcakes every year, don't we? Yeah, basically speaking, who wants to get a fruitcake?
Yeah. I don't know.
If it has a nice vanilla frosting on it, I think fruitcakes are actually quite nice. Quite good, but apparently that's not the case with most people's taste for whatever the reason. Anyway,
would you take a bite out of it? Would you
eat this one that's been around since?
I mean, some of the stuff in your refrigerator goes back to 1870.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, not true. And then he makes soup out of it.
Right.
It's been cleaned out. All right. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
More and more people say they want an experience as a holiday gift. Nothing like a warm weather trip. Lifestyle expert Marilee Kern has some tips.
Nothing shows how much you care for somebody more than giving them an amazing getaway. You know, for families, I love the Iberostar Playa Mita Resort. It's just outside of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And it's an amazing getaway for kids. It's a beachfront, all-inclusive, five-star property. It's amazing. It has pools, a kids club, a teen club. There's also a really fun splash park. And the adults can spend time at the spa or in the pool. And there's a beautiful swim-up bar as well. And at night, there's live entertainment for the whole family.
And what about an experience, say, just for two?
Well, I love the adults-only Iberostar Grand Hotel Rose Hall. This is just outside of Jamaica's Montego Bay area, and this is a food lover's paradise with 24-hour gourmet room service, a five-star spa, and four pools, plus activities from tennis to Zumba classes and nightly shows.
Lots of choices. For more, go to iberostar.com.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 15% off fragrance gift sets, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, now you can buy online, pick up in store. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is our technology reporter. He also is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Focus this week on drone registration, as many of them will be sold and put into operation this week. The FAA says if you've got one, you better register it. So why is it important, other than the obvious, or maybe we need to explain the obvious to some people, Greg, as to why this makes good sense? Or maybe, in your opinion, does it make good sense?
Yeah, you know, that's...
Maybe not.
I'm a tech guy, you know, so
yes.
I'm not a political guy and I'm not a public policy guy. But, I mean, clearly you can look at what drones are capable of and even just talk to Rich about his new drone. And you can say, well, there's probably some safety issues here. There's probably some privacy issues here. Whether they should be regulated by the government or not is, you know, someone else's domain. But there's clearly a need for public education around drones. And I think that's part of the intent here, is just to make drone owners stop and think before they fly their drones. These things can be dangerous. These things can get in the way of other aircraft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this the best way to accomplish that? I don't know. But clearly,
how's this going to keep them from getting in the way of other aircraft? Just because you're registered, that doesn't mean you're smart enough to keep them away from
these people will think about the... That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying if you go to the website, there's an effort there to educate you that, you know, these are the problems your drone could cause. And if you take the time, a minute or two, to read the website, you might stop and go, oh, yeah, I really don't want to cause my neighbor who has a small airplane from crashing.
I was just in the hobby shop a couple of weeks ago. My son and I were up there to get a cable. And the owner of the shop is showing us some of the higher-end drones, you know, $1,000 type thing.
Sure.
And these things, the more you spend, the smarter the computer is inside them. So once you start getting up to around $700-$800, the computer inside of it knows we live within 5 miles of Dulles Airport. And it says, uh-oh, you're in a restricted zone. I cannot fly over 350 feet. And the drone will actually stop itself.
How far can you go? What's the farthest any drone has gone?
Within 5 miles of an airport, you cannot go over 400 feet.
Up. How, what's the capability of these things? Can they go 1,000, 2,000, 10,000?
No, your range is probably going to be about
1,000. There's going to be
some limit. Yeah, because the radio you're using to control it, and then most of these higher-end ones, once it gets out of control of the, out of range of the radio, it will say, uh-oh, I've lost connection with my radio. I need to go back home, and it remembers where
it
came
from. So, Greg, is this something that will, if you register your drone, you're going to be A-OK no matter what size the drone is. Everybody's going to, who has a drone, no matter what they're doing with it, needs to register it.
Yeah, there is the weight limits are between half a pound and 55 pounds. If you have a drone that weighs less than half a pound, you don't have to register it, or over 55 pounds, you have to register it by paper, and that's probably commercial. To Rich's point about, you know, the more you spend, the smarter your drone, there's predictions that on Christmas Day, between 400,000 and a million people would get drones. Most of them are not going to be smart $800 drones.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some intelligence here, and if it's not in the drone, hopefully it's in the humans. Right. And
but if you're looking for intelligence, why are they bringing the government into it?
Well, that's my point. I'm not arguing for drone registration, but I am saying that this is clearly a device that that I don't
in want. The wrong hands can be a problem in the right hands, but then it's kind of like guns. We ought to have
that's exactly. I've been waiting for the comparison to gun registration.
Yeah, there you got it here.
By the way,
Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine.
$5 to register.
All right, 51 after the hour.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
All the brightly colored paper lies around the Christmas tree.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Pretty smart.
I'm pretty convinced $1 million doesn't exist.
It's not so fat. I didn't get on the chimney.
You sexier than my grandpa.
Christmas Will Return by Brenda Russell and Howard Hewitt. No relation to Hugh Hewitt. From the movie The Santa Claus. Number one movie during the Christmas season of 1994. I don't care much for the music, but I think the movie itself was kind of cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
What I remember about it. Yeah, right. I was watching last night for a few minutes the Tim Allen Santa Claus movie. We watched it for a few minutes. It looks like really stupid.
No, it's fun.
But I just don't get what's funny about a guy showing his underpants laying around in a.
Oh my God, you're so stiff.
Thank you. I'm not stiff at all. I think I. I'm so stiff.
How in the world do you love Mel Brooks movies but can't?
I do love
find
Mel
anything
movies.
Funny about the Santa Claus.
Absolutely love Mel Brooks movies because they're actually funny. See Tim Allen jumping around in a sleigh. It just didn't. I thought they. By the way, the reindeer that they built for this, they were actually kind of cool. I thought that was a good.
They were real, Dudley.
No, they wouldn't.
You have to believe.
Merry Christmas.
Come on now, man.
All right. More movie news in a moment on Good Day. 56 past the hour.
Good Lord. I guess I'm going to play this.
We have a couple of commercials there, Richie?
No, as a matter of fact,
we don't.
Yeah.
Are you too big?
Yeah, I can
take shots at me.
It doesn't want to play, but here we go.
Take a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
The thought for the day today comes from actress Barbara Billingsley, who would have been 100 years old today. She said, quote, "Don't think your dreams don't come true, because they do. You better be careful what you wish for." How often have you heard that? I've heard that from somebody very close to me any number of times. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Acknowledging that thoughts are things, because they are. Thoughts are your dreams, and you put them into your mind, into the subconscious. How do you think a lot of these people who are great musicians or people who write books or people who come up with movie scripts and ideas for movies, where do you think those ideas come from? There's a seed of information that is planted in their minds, and the stuff just keeps working around and around. Most of the people who do this effectively will tell you they get up in the middle of the night, and it's because they have been dreaming, maybe subconsciously, and it wakes them, it startles them to the point that it wakes them up. And so they go to wherever it is that they go to write. Some of the best movie scripts, people will tell you, are written in the middle of the night. Some people that do this for a living,
wow,
they do it at nighttime. They don't do it in the daytime.
Nowadays, it's because they're watching reruns of some 80s TV show, and that's where the movie ideas come from today.
Maybe, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. In general,
the idea.
Back in the 70s, that's where they came from.
Thoughts are things, yeah. But look at the, maybe it's because, if you look around at some of the movies that are around today, and they just don't seem to be as good quality-wise as the old movies. Is that because we don't have as good an ability to...
Sure they are. Star Wars was great.
But there are a lot of movies.
The Martian was great.
That suck. Yeah, but there are a lot of movies that suck.
Merry Christmas, Doug Steffen.
No, I'm just saying, I'm talking about the ideas and where they come from,
right.
Not necessarily what the what comes out of the pipe.
Santa Claus sucks. Movies today suck.
I didn't say, where does it say the Santa Claus movie sucked? Yeah, it did, but not Santa Claus. I love Santa Claus. I still believe in Santa Claus.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.